Pastor Fiani to minister to us from God's word.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus, yes, and what he has done for me,
yes,
praise God, I'm able, yes, to stand up and lift up Jesus, the,
yes,
Savior of the world, the Son of God, yes, our, yes, Redeemer and our,
yes,
friend.
Yes.
We thank God for the reading of the word tonight. It's,
yes,
the Tuesday in January, the first month of the year. And the scripture that is being read, it's a very important scripture. And we're going to be talking quite a lot about righteousness. Word of God tells us here in Proverbs chapter 15, sorry, chapter 14. And Sister Bennett read three verses. And I want to remind you of what has been read again. Because we are living in a time where we have fallen short of the glory of God. We have lost respect for the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God,
yes,
the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Word of God tells us here in verse 9 of Proverbs chapter 14, fools make a mock at sin. Oh,
yes,
that we see day around us. Fools make a mock of sin, but among the righteous there is friends, when I think of the righteousness of God, I become very emotional because,
yes,
God that we serve is a mighty God.
He is.
He's a powerful God. And with all his might and his power, the Word of God tells us that he loves us all.
Yes.
We find so often the rich and the powerful countries pay very little attention those that are needy. But we have a God who cares for all people, the rich, the middle class, and the poor. And we have so many that are poor among us. There are so many rich ones as well. But then very little attention is paid to the poor and the needy. Tonight we want to look at ourselves, seeing that we are approaching a year that we don't know what to expect comparing to last year.
Yes.
And we as a church, and I'm talking about church in general, need to lift up Christ and get,
yes,
men and women, boys and girls, to begin to reverence the God who creates the heavens and the earth. He's,
yes,
a righteous God. He's a just God,
yes,
and in his right hand, says the Word of God, there is righteousness.
Yes.
And so when he,
yes,
stretches out his hands towards us, friends, it's a hand of righteousness. He's embracing us with his love, with mercies, and,
yes,
to his tender kindness.
Yes.
I remember as a youngster, people used to have tremendous reverence and respect for God and the Godhead. Today, we find we're living in a generation where the children know nothing about God. The young people don't know nothing about God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, parents don't know anything about the love of God. I remember many, many years ago, in the 50s, we were told that the United States of America was a religious country.
Yes.
But I remember also, as a little boy, we were told that the country from which I am from was a Christian country. That's what it was called.
Yes.
A Christian country because there were churches in almost every corner that you could think of. And parents could see to it that the children go to church and to Sunday school and learn about the things of God. Likewise, some parents would go to church weekly and worship God. One of the things we had to learn as children was to learn to pray. We had to pray at home, we had to pray at school, and we would pray at play as well. When we were on the sports field, we had to pray. Today, we find that most nations are destroying their flags. They don't pray anymore, and they don't talk about God anymore. We speak about science and all the various things that men have achieved, but fail to realize that the God that we serve, he loves us all. And he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He made all things beautiful. God is love. Love is being manifested in the world because he loves man. You've just heard the scriptures read a while ago. For God so loved the world.
Yes.
Yes. And you are a part of the world. And God loves you and he cares for you.
Yes.
He is a jealous God. He says, "Thou shalt have no other God before me, because I'm a jealous God."
Yes.
We should serve him, says the word of God, in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our minds.
Yes.
I'm going to read verse 34 for you because I want to say something more on righteousness. Yes. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to all people.
Yes.
I'm going to read just a part of a national anthem. Eternal Father, bless our land. Guide us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil power. Be our light through countless hours. To our leaders, great defender, grant true wisdom from above. Justice, truth, be ours forever. And I am proud to say, Jamaica, land we love. That's the first verse of our national anthem. That's the only national anthem which is a prayer.
Yes.
We are proud to say, out of many, one people. We don't describe people by the color of their skin, because we are all one people.
Yes, sir.
And so we find that there is so much division among nations today, so much division among the people who should be serving God in spirit and in truth, with all their hearts, with all their souls, and with all their minds, but they have now turned to politics, and they are now serving sometimes two, three, four gods. But God is almighty. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And I will continue to emphasize that, friends, because we have turned our backs upon God. The word of God says now, friends, to the children of Israel in Isaiah, our righteousness is like filthy rags. Think of that. And that's the description of the world today. We know nothing about righteousness. We steal, we kill, we lie, we do everything that is bad all over the world today. And what is more frightening now is that nobody speaks about God. Once upon a time, we would hear people say, it's the act of God. Now we hear science and technology and all these things. They deliberately leave out the word God. They no longer want to speak about God. But tonight, friends, let me take you to the scripture, because I'm going to really tell you that God is not pleased with the world today, not at all. The Bible tells us as men began to multiply in Genesis chapter 6, there was evil continually in the hearts and lives of people. The very thought was evil continue. They were corrupt, they were wicked, they were violent, and this is what we are having around us all over the world today. When you talk about hatred, you hate somebody and you don't even know why. I've never seen anything so funny.
Yes, yes.
We hate and we don't know why we hate the person. Why? Yes. Because we no longer serve God in spirit and in truth, because the Bible says God is love. And if we serve God and walk with Him, we would learn to. As we have turned our backs upon God, we now hate each other, and we have wars, tribal wars. We have wars in our homes, wars in school, wars in our city, war in our working place. All over the world today, we hear nothing but war, war. Why? Because we have turned our backs upon God. Again, let me remind you, the Bible says, for God so loved that He gave His only Son. Think of that. Because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Righteousness exalted a nation. This nation and many other nations throughout the world today has gone to nothing. Shame on them. They no longer serve God. They no longer love each other. They are not kind to each other anymore. But we find that people love to use the gun. They shoot every day. And our leaders continue in ignorance to say it's the gun. It's not the gun, friends. It's because people have turned away from God. And the Bible says our righteousness is like filthy rags. Look what the scripture says here in verse 34. Righteousness exalted a nation. What about our nation that people can speak about? That is, you're proud to speak about our nation. The first thing come out of your mouth is hatred. The first thing come out from you is war and killing and crime, robbery, everything that is bad. When the Word of God tells us, God Himself says, we should love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. And our neighbors as ourselves. But do you really love your neighbor? Do you really love? If you love, you won't kill. If you love, you won't steal. If you love, you won't lie. If you love, friends, you will care for the poor as well. But in this country, we no longer care for the poor. Just look on your television and you see the poor and the needy sleeping on the sidewalk, sleeping out in the street and the benches in the park. Do we really love them? If we love, we would help. But then, what are we doing? The politicians are fighting against each other, and it's all because they love themselves. They don't love the citizens who put them in power. I want you to know today, friends, this is happening all over the world today. Politicians no longer care for the citizens. It's all for themselves. This is not only here in this country, but all over the world today. I will repeat again, righteousness exalted a nation. And let me hurry and move on. I want to say here now Do we understand what is righteousness?
Yes.
The Bible tells us, friends, quite clearly, righteousness exalted a nation.
Yes.
We haven't so much to talk about in our country. Our athletes no longer want to pray on the field. They no longer want to worship each other. But they show off about how many cars and how big their houses are. How about the business people? They are not caring for their employers? No. But friends, when we look at our leaders, oh, shame on you, in our schools, in our universities, in the marketplace, in government offices, they steal, they lie, they do everything that is bad. No example for our children today. No example for the young people today. No example wives and husbands are setting for their children. Now, I must hurry on. The Eternal Father, the God of the universe, who creates man in his own image and in his own life. Think of it. The Word of God says he gave us dominion over his handiwork. I want to repeat that. The Creator of the heavens and the earth gave man or mankind dominion over his handiwork. God, out of a heart of love, provided everything that was good for man. Why? Because there is handiwork. But then what are we doing? Once upon a time, it was a pleasure to see a mother lying in bed and a nurse at the foot of the bed with a little baby in her arm and said, "Mom, you have a nice little daughter or a little son." Yeah. But today, it don't take 3 or 4 or 5 years for that same mother to then turn their little child over into somebody else. A little boy, you turn him over into a little girl. And a little girl, you turn them over into a boy. And it's the same thing happening with the adults as well. Shame on you. Shame. I want you to realize, friends, that God forms that little child in your womb. And as a child that is in your womb, and you deliberately make plans to destroy that child. Why? Because you practice adultery, fornication, uncleanness, pornography, all these ugly things. And then you look around and look at God's creation, and you destroy it. Shame on you, doctors. Shame on you, politicians. I want you to know, friends, that God is love, and he cares for all people, whether you are rich, middle class, or poor. Let me hurry on. The God of hosts. He is Almighty. And, you know, I remember quite clearly, once upon a time, we would hear, we are expecting a hurricane. We are expecting a tornado. And people would say, when the things come upon us, we say that's an act of God. But you know, friend, we no longer say that anymore. Why? Because we don't want to use the name God. We have no respect for God anymore, and so we call it all different kind of things. But I want you to know, friends, that it's God who has control of the earthquake. It is God who has control of the volcano. It is God who has control of the tornado. It is God who has control of all these things, friends, not man. not man. It is God who is in control of all these things. And I want you to know tonight, friends, whatever country is listening tonight, whatever set of family is listening tonight, I want you to know that God is a jealous God, and we should have no other gods before him. And anytime we turn our backs upon God, then, friends, he is going to destroy us, because the Word of God tells us now that the hearts of men are fearful. Fearful because of the things that we have seen around us today. Why? Because men have no control over it. The news tells us that we were able to send off again a ship to the moon. And what is the result of it? They're up there out of control, don't know how to manage what is happening up there now. God is almighty, friends. And I want this nation and other nations to realize that if we don't turn to God, if we don't serve him in spirit and in truth with all our hearts and with all our souls, we're going to have an experience like Jonah had. We're going to have an experience like Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to have a frightening experience, friends, because the Word of God tells us that men's heart are failing them for fear. Now, let's look at some of the things that is causing people to be afraid today. Bible tells us Gideon was afraid of the enemy.
Yes.
We have many enemies all around America. We have many enemies all over the world today. And there is fear upon the hearts of people. Our young people are afraid about tomorrow. They're afraid for next year, and so many are committing suicide. Children are afraid. They are calling their parents to be in bed with them now because of the ugly dreams that they are having. Yes, friends, I want you to understand today that we are afraid to travel in the buses, in the streetcars. We're afraid to shop in the market. We're afraid to send our children to school. We're afraid to send our children over to the park and to play by themselves. Once upon a time, we could do that. But no, the hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. Our righteousness is like filthy rags. Those of us who are going to church, it's just a form of godliness. That's about all we have. But the Word of God says, denying the power of God. God is almighty. He is powerful. And we must serve him, friends. The Word of God says, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, what he said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. I want you to know, friends, that the Son of God, the Savior of the world today, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, he has the power which is given to him by his Heavenly Father. And we too can enjoy that power if we only just serve him in righteousness. What about you, friends, tonight, whatever country that is listening in tonight, whatever member of a church is listening tonight, whatever unsaved you may be at some club, I want you to know, friends, if you would only just pause for a while, you would hear the Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, speaking to your heart, because he is not willing that any should perish, but that all would have everlasting life.
Yes.
Fear not.
Yes.
God said to Gideon, there the enemy is facing Gideon. Gideon is afraid, but the God that loves the world, friends, sent an angel to Gideon to tell him, fear not, fear not. He offers peace with it. That's what I like, friends. The peace of God passes all understanding. The peace of God. Do you have the peace of God with you at home? Do you have the peace of God at work? Do you have the peace of God in the district that you live? Do you have the peace of God wherever you're traveling in a streetcar? What you are fearful. You are fearful because there is no peace. Yes. I want you to understand tonight, friends, you can have peace. Here, the angel said to Gideon, who was sent by God, peace be unto you. Isn't that wonderful? And then he paused and said, fear not. Judges chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. Fear not. But is that all? Oh, God still remembers his people. And he's always telling, as you turn over the pages of the Bible, you come across that so often. Fear not. But then afterward, look for that word, peace. Peace comes, friends, when you are not afraid.
Right.
Word of God tells us the reverence or the peace of God passeth all understanding. Yes. When you have the peace of God, you have wisdom, you have knowledge, and you have understanding. And that's why we are so restless all over the world today. We are going from one country to another, from one job to another, from one wife to another, from one husband to another. We don't know what to do. Sex is not sufficient to satisfy us. And so we are living with animals now. Think of that. Look what I lived here.
Yes.
Human beings are having sexual intercourse with animals right here in this country. And over the world as well. Why, friends? Because we don't know and understand the fullness of love. We don't understand the God that we serve. We are being taught of every moment. But then, are you showing respect for the God of heaven? Are you showing love for his Son? Are you showing respect and giving a listening ear to the blessed Holy Spirit? Let me move on. Not just Gideon, God spoke about fear and love and peace. We find, friends, the Word of God tells us Jesus, the Savior of the world, the great physician, said to his disciples, and that's why it's important for you to become a disciple of Christ. It's important for you to embrace him as your Lord and your Savior. Here is Jesus telling his disciples, let's go over on the other side.
Yes.
But then they got into the boat and they started over to the other side. And there came a storm on the sea. Today, many all over the world fear. We fear. We are afraid of the sounds that we hear around us because we don't know whether it's a gun that fire off or whether it's a car that making an accident or what. We don't know what is happening, why the sounds that is taking place around us. But here we find that Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over the other side. I want you to know tonight, friends, if you're alone, you are fearful. Jesus is with you. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I want you to know tonight, friends, that Jesus loves you. That's why he died upon the cross of Calvary and pay the price for your sins, which the Bible says is as filthy rags. There is no beauty in your life, friends. The things that come from your mouth and from your thoughts, think of that. It's frightening to think of.
Yes.
But here the Word of God says, friends, that the disciples along with Jesus decided to go over the other side of the lake. What took place? A storm came on sea. And the Word of God says they were afraid. What kind of storm are you having in your house? What kind of storm are you having in your district, in your county, in your workplace? What kind of storm that you are faced with at home? Jesus, if you call on him, he will answer. The Bible says that the disciples became afraid because of the storm. Think of it. They are fishermen. Became fishers of men. And now they are afraid of the storm on the sea. Many today, when you hear that a hurricane is coming, when you hear a tornado is coming, it's frightening to look on the television and see destruction that is made from a tornado or a hurricane or an earthquake. It brings fear to the hearts of people just to think of that. I often just pause with me for a while, because I do this quite often. I pause to think of the many children that are living in the areas where there is war. These guns are going off every day. The planes are flying over their heads every day. Can you imagine that little child hearing those sounds all the while? Can you imagine the young people? Can you imagine the elderly people hearing these sounds every day? Fear.
Yes.
Men's heart are failing them for fear.
Yes.
The disciples had the Son of God. His name is Jesus, which means Savior. They had the Savior in the boat with them. What was their cry? Master, fearest thou not that we perish? Carest thou not that we perish? Jesus had to say, fear not. And what was the next word? Was peace. Today, friends, I don't know what is your fear. I don't know. You're afraid to send your children off to school because you don't know if they will come back home. The gunmen may come to school and shoot up your dear son and daughter. Yes, you're afraid to send them shopping by themselves because you don't know they'll come back alive. You're afraid to send them over to the park. Once upon a time, I know we could do that. As parents, we could easily stay in the house and send our children to the park, and they would have a wonderful time in the park and come back home and get ready for bed in the evening. Now, we can't send our children alone over to the park because the rapist is there, the killer is there, those that will abuse our children and our young people and the adults and the senior citizens. Think of it, our young men are beating the senior citizens to death and they make fun of it. That's what is happening because we have turned away from God. This is what the Word of God says. I'm going to remind you of it again. Righteousness exalted a nation.
Yes.
Do we have any righteousness here in this country? We listen to the news and we hear churches are now dividing, some for the gay people and some for the lesbians, some for all different kinds of different beliefs. But I want you to know, friends, here we live to see that we now have demonic temples established in this country. Think of that, a country that once was called a godly country, sending out missionaries into other countries to tell them about the love of God. Instead of that, yeah. Now we are setting up demonic temples in yeah. our country. We have statues all over yeah. our country.
Yeah, sir.
Shame on us. I want you tonight, and I'm going to be talking out to the Christians. We can't tell the unsaved that they must be revived. Revived from what? What they need to do is to get saved. What I would like to speak to the Christians tonight, just for a short while. We are divided as a people. The God that we serve, as little children we used to sing, Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in His sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Tonight, friends, no name Jesus anymore. Our children don't know what Christmas means. They don't know. They don't know what Easter is all about. They don't know. They don't even know the history of the country that they're born in. They don't know about that. Not even the parents know it. Why? Because we have turned away from God. Yeah. If my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, says the Word of God, I want the Christians to realize today that we need to get down in sackcloth and ashes to intercede and to supplicate for revival all over the world. The world is in need of a revival among the Christians.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Hallelujah.
That's the only way we will be able to convince the unsaved that the God that we serve is very much alive. Yes. Amen. And that He cares for all men, not some. Yes. But He cares for each one. And I'm going to encourage the Christians that are absent from prayer meetings, from Bible studies, from the regular communion. Oh, it's just communion, and so I won't bother to come. Oh, it's just a prayer meeting, I won't bother to attend. Oh, I can't bother with a service because I know who's going to conduct the service today. And so you stay home or go elsewhere. Shame on you. Shame on you, friends. You are to serve God in spirit and in truth. You must love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Yes, friends, you prefer to love your neighbor more than God. You prefer to love your friend more than God, who keeps you alive. He provides for you daily bread. He provides protection and shelter. He keeps you alive, but yet you don't love Him with all your heart, with all your soul. If you're going to be a disciple of His, then you must follow Him in spirit and in truth with all your heart, friends. And stand up for Jesus, not for the politicians. They're not speaking the truth. God is truth. He's all righteousness. God is the one that we are to serve, friends. Look to Him. He is the one that keeps us alive. How many of us know that we are going to live to see tomorrow? Now is the accepted time to the unsaved. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. Yes, friends, it happens every day. Can happen to you tonight. Can happen to you tomorrow. Let me take you to the scriptures, and I'm going to come to a close now. Here the Word of God says, friends, that Jesus said to His disciples that were with Him in the boat, never afraid, yet they had the Savior with them. So many Christians today You say that you have the Savior with you. We sing the song, I must have the Savior with me, or I dare not go alone. Yes, but still you're afraid. You need not be afraid, friends, if you have Jesus within your heart, one. Two, if you are walking with him, the apostles continue to encourage the church, believers, the saints, we are to walk with God. We are to walk in the light. We are to walk circumspectly. We are to walk upright. Yes, friends, convince the unsaved that the God that we serve is alive, he's a miracle worker. Everybody uses the word miracle these days. Everybody. The Christians and the unsaved, the backsliders, everybody is saying everything is a miracle. Do you know what is a miracle? Do you know? Look up in the heavens. You see the moon, the stars, the sun. Have you ever seen a mechanic going up there to fix the moon or to fix the star or the sun? But now men have sent a ship up to the moon, and there it is, they are looking for mechanics to send up there to fix the ship that they've sent up to the moon. The moon fall on this, on the ship fall on the moon. Why? Because it's man who made that. God who created the things on the earth. It is God who formed the baby in the mother's womb and bring forth that child. A healthy child with eyes and eyebrows and lips, nostrils, a heart that beats, a hand that can move, and you wicked mother. Oh, because you are a careless mother. Oh, and abort that child, or give permission for that child, that daughter, that son, turn into a little boy or a little girl. Likewise, our men and our women are doing likewise. Yes, friends, because you are careless, you have money to waste, and so the doctors take it away from you because you have no sense. The Word of God says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That's what the Word of God says. The fear of God. The fool makes a mock of sin. That's what the scripture says. The fool makes a mock of S-I-H. Sin. Now listen to what the scripture says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Praise his wonderful name. Every time I read the scriptures, the psalmist describing God, the creator, he says he reaches out with his right hand of righteousness. Praise his wonderful name. What a God we serve. He reaches out with his right hand of righteousness. Good night, friends. He's reaching out to you. He's reaching out to you. Come. Come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, friends, do you want rest from your fear? Do you want rest because you haven't got any peace? The Savior is saying, peace, be still. Yes. But then, let's turn over to John, the first epistle of John, chapter 1. And I like this. I want you to know the kind of God that we serve. The Epistle of John, chapter 1. Here the Word of God says in verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Listen. God is light.
Yes.
And in him is no darkness at all.
Oh, yes.
What are you afraid of, friends? You're afraid to send your children to school because they might be killed by a reckless, demonic man that comes to the school. It's not the gun. It's because the man is filled with demons. That's it. We have demons all about in this country. They are loose. Demons in our schools, demons in our marketplace, demons in our counties, in our state, demons in high places, demons in low places as well. It's because of the demons that we now serve rather than serving God. Listen, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Did you hear that? You won't be afraid, friends, if you have God living in you. You won't be afraid. The scientist is afraid of himself. The professors, they are afraid of themselves. That's the reason why they behave like that. They lie, they steal, they kill. Oh, friends, listen again. Let me read the word of God. This then is a message that we are sharing with you tonight and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, oh, I like this. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, I like this. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, the Son of God, cleansed us from all sin.
Yes.
It's a sinful country and a sinful world we're living in today. Why? Because we have turned our backs upon God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes. Rest you can have, friends, if you would only turn to God. Second epistle, second chapter of first epistle, chapter 11. Listen what the word of God says. But if he that hated his brother is indeed in darkness.
Yes.
Oh, did you hear what I said? He that hated his brother is in darkness. Oh, we tumble over each other every day because we hate. We don't even know why you hate the person. Isn't that terrible? Think of that. Word of God tells us all the way back over in Genesis that even the very thoughts of men was evil continually. Here the word of God is saying, but he that hated his brother is in darkness, spiritual darkness. And so you will tumble every day and fall and cannot understand why is it you are falling, because you're afraid and walk it in darkness. Yeah. And know it not. Whether he go it, because that darkness had blinded his eyes. Did you hear, friends?
Yes.
I said to the doctor the other day, there's two things I'm afraid of. Losing my sight. Yeah. Or losing my hearing. If I lose my sight, it means that someone will have to take me around. My hearing, I'll have to ask others what the other person said. And here, John is saying, verse 11, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness. Oh, so much darkness around us today. Oh, we hate the person and we don't even know why we hate them, because of the color of their skin, or because of they having a car that you don't have one. They have a house that you don't have, and you would like to have it, and walk it in darkness, and know it not whither ye goeth, because that darkness had blinded his eyes, says the word of God. Now I'm going to come to a close. And I am telling you some frightening things all along. But oh, friends, I love this one. Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 16. The God that I serve, the God that creates the heavens and the earth, made all things beautiful, the God who provides for all mankind and gave us dominion over his handiwork. Every time I think of that, tears come to my eyes. You know that God planted a garden for mankind. He provided water. He provided light. He provided the birds and the animals. All these things for mankind. Yes. And he gave men and women, boys and girls, dominion over his handiwork. Not the politicians. The politicians take us as little toys. They do as they please with us.
Yes.
We are the ones that vote them into office, friends. It's the Christians that have voted them into office. It's the citizens that have voted the politicians into office. We must let them know that they are placed in the office to serve the nation, to serve the citizens. That's what they are there for, not to fight against each other. And forget that we are out here terribly in need. Listen. For God so loved the world, which means everybody, that he gave his Son, the Lord Jesus, which means Savior, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You want life, friends, or you're going to continue to tumble in darkness and die. You did it. Now is the expected time. Tomorrow may be too late. How do you know that you will live to see tomorrow? How do you know that you'll be able to go across the street and don't get hit by a car or a motorcycle? How do you know that you will live to see tomorrow? Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. Again, let me sing the love song for you, friends. For God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, so loved you and myself that he gave his Son. His name is Jesus, which means Savior. That no one would perish, but that would have everlasting life. Praise his wonderful name. Do you want life, friends? Do you want peace? The disciples were frightened. The Savior had to tell them peace, peace. Likewise, Gideon. Gideon was frightened when the angel came to give him the message that God was with him. The word of God says that he heard the next word was peace. Peace. Tonight, friends, are you troubled in your heart? There is no peace within you. There is no peace in your home. There is no peace in your neighborhood. There is no peace at the school that you send your children. There is no peace at your workplace. There is no peace. You can have it in Christ. You can have it in Christ tonight with eyes closed and heads bowed. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Your sins will wash away. Your night will turn to day. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. I'm going to start with the parents. We have so many parents that are confused. There's confusion at home because you're living with two set of children. One for your husband who divorced his wife to come to marry you and bring his children, and you also divorce your husband and have a set of children, and they must live in the same house with you. I don't know what's so pretty about that, but that's what they call it. There's nothing beautiful about that, friends. Nothing. God give you a husband or a wife. You must love them. You said, standing looking so pretty, both of you, until death us do part. But then some of you don't even go 2 years, not even a year, but you part. And the poor children are left wondering, was it I who caused my mom and my dad to separate? That's what the children are asking. They're all confused. It's interesting to see the little children asking of each other, is your mom a loving mother? Is your dad a loving father? Tonight, friends, why not seek God's face and ask Him for wisdom as to what to do? Children, you are confused. You don't know what to do. Because of that, you are committing suicide daily. You rob when you go to the market, when you go to the craft store, you steal, you do all manner of wrong things. Yes, because you are not happy at all. How about the husband and the wife? You're not happy when you go to work. You're telling and tearing out your guts to tell your work, the person that you work with. You call your husband all kind of names. You call your wife all kind of names. And you cheat on them. You are dishonest. That's what you are. And you bring forth children, adultery and fornication. They are born, they were conceived in sin and born in sin. That's why the children are so restless today. They were conceived in sin and born in sin because of the reckless adults. And so they become careless. Walk the streets, gangs, friends, because of the parents who did that. Some of you were bought the child before it came into the world because it was conceived in sin. And so you want to get rid of it. Shame on you. Why not turn over your life over to God, the God of light, the God who will take you out of darkness, God that will give you His Son, who shed His blood for you, that you can have a ever night. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You're afraid because you don't know how you're going to pay the rent tomorrow, or next month, or the mortgage. You're afraid because you don't know how you're going to send your children to school. Fear not, says Jesus, I am with you. He will take you and lead you in the path of righteousness. Notice what I said. He will lead you in the path of righteousness. The Word of God says, which we read earlier on, Proverbs, I love that. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to all nations, to all generations. Sin is not a good thing, friends. Exalted the United States of America and other countries too. Yes, if we would only turn to Him. Let us pray. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Oh, friends, He wants to help you tonight. Breathe upon your people all over this country of ours, in every state, in every county, in every city, in every home. Pray, Lord, for all the various countries that are having war against each other because of hatred. They hate each other and they find pleasure in destroying the lives of others. But God, help them to realize that You love them so much. That's why Your Son paid a price for them, for their sins. And their sins can be forgiven tonight if they would only embrace Your Savior. Have mercy upon us, we pray tonight, Lord. Christ, have mercy upon this nation. Christ, have mercy upon all the other nations that are destroying children, destroying young people, destroying adults, destroying the Christians, persecuting them day after day. Grant us a revival, Lord, among the Christians who say they love when they hate their neighbor. They hate the man down the road and don't know why they hate him. Breathe upon them, we pray. Breathe upon all of us tonight, that we all may embrace You and tell You how much we love You with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. Have mercy tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. With eyes closed and heads bowed, I wonder how many tonight, I hear my voice, would say, Pastor, I want to stop walking in darkness. I want to walk through the light of the world, which is Christ Jesus, and He will show me the way and give me peace, and I won't be afraid to walk in darkness anymore. Would you pray with me and for me tonight? Come, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You are thirsty, you are hungry spiritually, you are thirsty spiritually. He can give you life. He can satisfy the thirst that is within you tonight. Is there a backslider in our midst tonight? He wants you to walk with God, but you no longer go to church anymore. You no longer walk with God anymore. You no longer live with your husband or with your wife. You no longer have your children at home with you. You don't know where they are today or tonight. Pastor, please pray with me and for me. I want life everlasting tonight. Is there one or two or three would raise their hands up tonight saying, please pray with me and for me. I'd like to embrace Christ into my heart as Savior tonight. Is there one? Is there one? I think there's about three of you there. Why not raise your hand up for Christ? You're a backslider. You have become cold and indifferent. You only go to church so that people won't know that you are backslidden. But you hate and you are cold spiritually. Why not turn your life over to Christ tonight? Is there one or two or three would raise their hands up and say, please pray with me and for me tonight? Is there one? Young people, I must encourage you. There's no need to commit suicide. You can find everlasting life in Christ tonight. Children, the same thing. A divorced husband, divorced wife, you can find life in Christ tonight. Father, forgive those that have heard the preaching of the word tonight and fail to embrace you as Savior of their life. For those that are walking in darkness, spiritual darkness, let them see your light tonight and walk with you and have fellowship with you. Lord, have mercy upon this nation of ours, the United States of America. We pray for the other countries all over the world today. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to all people. Yes, friends, help them to see that. Help that they may see that. I'm going to ask Pastor Henry to close off at this time.